At Yankee Stadium in the Bronx last night, Sinatra blared over the loudspeakers and chants of MVP rained down from the stands. But the celebrants on the field were not wearing pinstripes, and the MVP incantation came from Red Sox fans brave enough to go behind enemy lines and show their appreciation for Mookie Betts, who went 4-for-5 at the plate, including a 3-run home run in the eighth off Aroldis Chapman to put the game away and deliver a come-from-behind 11-6 Red Sox win that clinches the team's American League East Division title for a third consecutive year. This outcome did not appear in the cards for the Sox after a shaky outing by Eduardo Rodriguez. He issued a career-high 7 walks in just 3 2/3, leaving the game after getting the first 2 outs of the 4th inning, then loading the bases on 3 consecutive walks. Heath Hembree was called in from the bullpen. He did not provide anything close to relief, though. He served up a grand slam to Giancarlo Stanton for a 6-4 Yankee lead. But while Hembree did nothing to bolster his case for a bullpen rotation in the playoffs, knuckleballer Stephen Wright did. He pitched 3 scoreless innings to keep the game within reach, and then the Red Sox bats finally came to life. Jackie Bradley Jr. tied the game in a 7th-inning home run. That's before Betts broke it up in the 8th with his 3-run blast into the stands in left. Win number 104 in this already historic Red Sox season, just 2 more over the last 9 regular season games, would surpass the most victories in franchise history set back in 1912. I remember it well, the days of Tris Speaker and Smokey Joe Wood. So the Red Sox can rest their regulars, take it easy over the home stretch. The Yankees, though, still locked in a tight race with the Oakland A's, and last night, Oakland put up more runs in their 21-3 romp over the LA Angels than the Oakland Raiders football team put up points in their last game. So the A's are just a game and a half behind the Yankees for that coveted first wild card home field advantage playoff berth. The New York Mets scored a 5-4-12 inning victory over the Washington Nationals last night. Jacob Rehm came in and pitched 2 scoreless innings of relief. Jose Lobaton, a former National player himself, hit the go-ahead sac fly in the 12th. That stood up as the game winner for the Mets. In Toronto, Justin Smoke smoked a 2-out bottom of the 9th walk-off homer that gave the Jays a 9-8 win over what had been a surging Tampa Bay Rays team. They had outside hopes of bursting the playoff bubble. In the NFL, fans of the Cleveland Browns, you can finally take those paper bags off your heads. Their team has won the first game since 2016 in a 21-17 win over the New York Jets. They did it on the strength of a 21-point second-half performance by first-round draft pick quarterback Baker Mayfield. Now, the Browns did not win a single game at all last year. They battled to a tie with Pittsburgh in Game 1 of this season. Then they lost a very winnable game against New Orleans last week, only because their field goal kicker missed 2 field goal tries and 2 extra points. But after trailing 14-0 to the Jets at halftime, Mayfield showed poise and promise for the future, leading the Browns to that comeback win. First win for Cleveland since late December of 2016. The Jets fall to 1-2. Now, finally, if you're anywhere near North Bennington tomorrow and you want to see the best stone skippers in the world whip flat rocks as far as they can across Lake Perrin, you're in luck. The 4th annual stone skipping competition starts at 1 p.m. at Lake Perrin tomorrow. Free event. Practice time slated for 12 noon. Expert skippers will be there to teach the best method for skimming your flat rock across the calm waters. And here's a hint, Jane. It's all on the wrist, just so you know. world record holder Kurt Steiner will be there. He's got more useful advice than I just gave you. Some of the best, like Steiner, can actually skip a stone up to 80 times over calm waters. The competition is from 1 to 5 tomorrow afternoon at Lake Perrin in North Bennington. There's divisions for kids, amateurs, and champs. Children's competitions are divided by age 3 to 6, 6 to 10, and 10 to 13 years old. So see how far you can skip that stone tomorrow.